Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Skip Miller back on the show. The Skipper is back. He's the president, the founder of M3 Learning, a sales and sales management company. He's forgotten more about selling than most people will know. He's written all the books on the topic, selling above and below the line. And he's also proactive selling and proactive sales management. And on and on, he's our good friend, Skip Miller. Welcome back.
Hey, always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
19 years. You've been hanging out with us for 19 years. You know that?
Yeah, I was four.
I know. We got you right out of kindergarten. Hey, Skip, it's good to have you back. Skip, I came up at a time when I was very fortunate. I really feel fortunate to have learned how to sell. And I mean, when I say learn how to scale, I'm talking about not only sales skills, but communication skills and understanding what it looks like when I get in my own way. Now, that doesn't mean that I always did either one of those perfectly, but I was always aware of it. I was always aware of my sales skills. I was always aware of my communication skills, even if I didn't do it perfectly. And sometimes retroactively, I was aware of when I got in my own way. But that was back, Skip, in the day when everything was face-to-face. Sometimes you talk to people on the phone, but professional selling was face-to-face. I wonder if with all the technology we have and all the things all the ones and zeros that we put between us and our customers and our prospects, it seems to me that professional selling, as I knew it, doesn't exist or it's really in a bad shape right now. What do you think?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, just if you look at selling, right, and buying in stages. Stage one, there's some initial interest. Stage two, there's education, which we call discovery and stuff. Stage three, you know, validate, demonstrate and stuff. And you go through the buy process, right? If you go to stage zero is, right? Marketing, digital marketing has done a great job of beating the bushes. Mm-hmm. So inbound leads come and they're somewhat qualified. I've seen your website. I know what you do and we have mm-hmm. a need. And that inbound lead comes to an account rep and says, hi, how may I help you? And that's like retail, right? Mm-hmm. So what you and I had to do was we were given a territory and said, go find the business.
No leads. And nobody ever gave me a lead in my life.
My nephew got a job with a company in Los Angeles. He had a week of training, and he started on Monday, and the guy said, see that five-story building right there? That's your territory. Go
right.
get it. The end of the week, you know, Scott came back and said, I got two orders. The guy goes, great. And Scott goes, well, thanks. And the guy goes, have a good weekend. He goes, well, what's my territory next week? And the manager goes, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, what do I do next week? He goes, that's your territory. He goes, well, I called on everybody. And the manager goes, did you get everybody?
Right.
So for 2 weeks, he had to keep calling in the same building, right? Learning communication mm-hmm. skills, objection handling,
yes.
negotiating skills,
shoe leather.
Listening skills.
Shoe
skills.
Leather, elbow
yeah,
grease.
Yeah. yeah. So I just wrote a new book. It's not going to be out until November, right? It just takes the publishers a long time and stuff.
Yeah.
But the problem is that all these inbound salespeople and managers, companies have grown. They've doubled their sales teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've gone digitally for the low-hanging fruit. And now, when I talk to an account rep for 2020, I go, how's it going? Good. You know, you going to make your quota? Yeah. how are you going to make it? Well, I'll get it with 80% inbound leads. I mean, you got 20%, you got to go prospect and outbound. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How you doing on that? Yeah, I got to get to that. Mm-hmm. It's February already. I mean, what people hate to outbound prospect because, as you just said, Jim, they don't know about it. They're afraid of the unknown. Yep. They're fearful of rejection. And if we don't start cranking these skill sets up, come October, November, people are going to go, oh, man, I'm not going to make the number. Maybe I should prospect. It's way too late.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And, folks, when I make the comment that I did in the earlier part of this segment, that's not just me being an old knucklehead salesman. That's also being a customer.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, part of it is. Half of it is. But the other part is being a customer today, Skip, how people deal with me, how they approach me, how they try to turn me into a prospect. They don't do a good job of it. 20 Tail, right back with Skip Miller. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.